Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
A couple big celebrity passings over the weekend. Rest in peace to Robert Duvall. Passed away Sunday at his ranch in Virginia. 95 years old he was. Wow. Very, very iconic actor.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
Some biggies. The Godfather, Apocalypse Now, MASH, Days of Thunder, Gone in 60 Seconds. And my personal favorite, the 2005 comedy Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell.
Oh, that's
it's
how
a great
I, okay.
movie.
That's how you know him, Katie.
That's, what I mean. That's one of the big ones for me, though.
Not I'm The Godfather, like, but Kicking
no,
and Screaming.
That's
the one. There you go, everybody.
May he rest.
May he rest. Yeah, like an iconic actor. And then we woke up this morning to the news of the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
I know.
Passed away, 84 years old. Passed peacefully at home, says the family, surrounded by family. So another iconic man, sadly, leaving us. So that's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's a big bummer. So that's going on this morning. What else is going on? Did you see this six-year-old girl in Pittsburgh named Pim sold over 100,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies this year?
Did her mom do it all?
The
is that why you're mad?
The most ever sold in a single season? No, I'm not going to talk ill of her because she actually's quite cute looking.
She went out and did it, huh? Like,
well, let's not go crazy.
Okay, well, so she has sold the most ever.
Ever.
That's the story.
100,000 boxes is the story. And actually, when you look her up, she's really cute, and I can see why so many people are buying cookies from her.
Okay.
She's adorbs. Soup's adorbs.
Good for her.
Good for her. What's the other celebrity crap floating around? Oh, Justin Timberlake, as we know, has given Jessica Biel several reasons not to trust him.
Oh, he's the one on the short leash?
Wasn't he the one who was photographed in, like, New Orleans or something?
Yeah, with
cuddling
his co-star.
Up. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And he had that whole DUI thing in 24.
And so alcohol is part of the problem in both scenarios there, because he came out and said, I had a little too much to drink. Yeah. I got a little handsy with my co-star. So now she's keeping him on a tight leash, huh? That's the story?
That is the story this morning. A so-called source is saying there's a very clear understanding that he is not calling the shots anymore. He does not question her. He does not push back. And he certainly does not do whatever he feels like, says this so-called source. She has full access to his phone and his social media. And at any moment she wants, he has to hand it over to her so she can look at it. And boys' nights, totally off limits.
Okay.
Man!
You know what? Again, like, let's not look at her like she's some kind of iron, you know, putting down the iron hammer or whatever. I mean, he did something to make her feel like that, right?
There is a reason behind all
that. Yeah, like, she's not just doing that because she's, you know,
mean.
Intense.
No, she's a monster. And he's Justin freaking Timberlake. So I would imagine if you're married to a big superstar like that, the sex icon, you know, you got to keep an eye on things.
I'm sure.
Because he gets handsy, from what it looks like. All right, I got one more thing for you. It's a groundbreaking study. Nearly 5,500 women in this study. And they say there's one thing that they found amongst all these women that linked a stronger lifespan. Grip strength. If you could open up those jars of peanut butter.
Oh, no.
Essentially, that was a key indicator. I mean, it was in conjunction with exercise habits and how much you're lifting weight and all that. But they did boil it down to the hands, essentially.
What? Why?
Saying that a key indicator of living longer is having a strong grip strength.
Crap.
You got weak?
I'm dropping things left and right lately.
You got weak hands.
I actually noticed. No.
You're going to be dead soon.
Oh, shut up, Jeremy. That's not. Why do they say the hands, though? Do they go into detail? I'm going to have to Google this
myself. But I think it was linked to just a general sense of strength in your body. Cardiovascular fitness, because I don't know if you're holding on to things while you're doing the elliptical or holding on to the side of the treadmill. I don't know what it was essentially linked to, but they're saying grip strength. And I can see that, too, because if you're getting older and you need to hold on to things, too, you're going to want strong hands.
This is the first I've heard of the hands. Everything else is you have to make sure you have strong calves, you have a strong core.
Legs, yeah.
Like, these are things with balance that has been so important. I mean, this is the first I'm hearing about the hands.
Weak
I've
hands,
been
huh?
neglecting
come here,
the
come
hands.
Come here, give me a handshake. Come
I
here.
Don't know.
Come over here, give me a handshake. I want to feel your hand strength. Okay. Come here. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, no.
She just
just collapsed under this pressure.
You got a weak handshake.
No. Oh, it's just sad news for me.
Oh, sad day for you. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to squeeze you so
breaks her hand.
I felt something pop.
A little.
I'm sorry about that.
I think my pinky's bent back now.
Oh, poor Katie. Well,
oh, no, not the hands.
Rest in peace.
Okay.
Rest in peace. Poor Katie cat.
All right.
Okay.
What else we got, Josh?
Well, the Olympics are well underway, and the bobsledding is part of the mid-game. So about halfway through, Team Bobsled gets to start going, and the Canadian bobsled team went completely viral over the weekend for the way that they were answering questions in a specific interview.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to Coach after the first period there. We were really thinking about just getting puck in deep, dump and chase, you know, the classics.
I've done a lot of hockey interviews, and I've heard a lot of things, but I didn't think they'd actually cross here with bobsled. I love it. I absolutely love it. Mike, I talked to you earlier on this week, and, you know, this is kind of a sport where you got to be patient when you're in bobsled because you've got all the other sliding sports. You were itching to get going. How good does it feel to finally get down there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're just trying to stick to the process. I'm here to bang bodies, skip pucks deep, get in front of the net, you know, maybe get in the goalie's eyes, see what we can do. You know, you got a role to play, and I'm here to play my role.
So, in typical Canadian fashion...
Were they playing hockey?
He completely ignores his bobsled responsibilities in terms of the interview and goes straight to talking hockey. I have never seen this before, but obviously, in their... They went on to answer the question seriously. They wanted to bring more eyes and attention to the bobsled, and in a way, they did so by answering questions in a typical hockey fashion. Also, the Canadian team is doing incredibly well right now and probably will win gold in hockey. So really, it kind of goes back to all what Canadians love, and that's hockey. And I thought that was so funny in how they were answering questions as the bobsled team.
Don't they know how to answer bobsled questions?
Not at all, Katie.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up.
It's bobsled time.
Thank you. That's how they should have answered. They went straight to hockey.
Don't they know up there?
Don't they know where...
Yeah. Don't you know up there in Canada?
Oh,
hey?
John Candy, rest in
peace. I know, I love him.
Oh, may he rest.
All right,
hey, down
that
here
sad.
In Colorado, did you hear about this new bill that could make
prostitution legal? All Josh has been talking about. Like, since we got in today, he's like, yes! He was high-fiving everybody.
Had to talk about this.
He was high-fiving.
It's pretty intense. I mean, prostitution could be legal if this bill is passed. It would make Colorado the first state in the U.S. to fully decriminalize prostitution if it became law. So here's the thing. Nevada and Maine. They also have laws, and prostitution is legal in certain ways. Now, in Nevada, it's only legal inside a licensed establishment. So that's why they have the brothels. They have all the, you know, things like that in Nevada.
The old bunny ranch.
Yeah, the bunny ranch. That's a big one. And then in Maine, it is legal to sell, you know, the stuff. But not buy
booty?
It. Yeah. Like, so
as long as you're buying a lobster at the same time, is what I understand.
There's
in
all
Maine.
These caveats.
As long
involved.
As you're next to a lighthouse, you're
but
fine.
They do that so it helps the people who are working in the industry.
Yes.
If they need to file charges against somebody, because that's the thing. Before, when it was illegal, they were afraid to come forward because it was illegal. So they're like, how can I press charges if I'm not even supposed to be doing this? So that's kind of Colorado's take on it as well. That's why they want to fully make it legal. But it is like trying to read all of the stuff that's involved in it. First of all, it needs to go against like a Senate committee, and there's no timetable for that. This is just a proposed bill, but if they do vote on it and it goes into effect, that'll happen in July of this year. So all of it could, you know, snowball and hit us before we even know it. But it brings up the other thing that Denver used to have a red light district. Again, it wasn't legal, but folks in the town used to call it the worst kept secret in Denver because it was just all over. I mean, Market Street in Denver's Union Station and then the Five Points neighborhood there that's now filled with restaurants and
bars.
100 years ago.
For adult activity.
Yeah, it was known as the Row, the city's red light district. So it's not the first time that this has hit our city, but as far as making it legal, my goodness, it's all anyone can talk about today.
And yeah, we were definitely talking about it last night. Generally the conversation was, can you imagine making money that way?
I know. Yeah.
I don't
but
know.
What
oh,
is
I got
that?
An email.
I know.
Someone's thinking
right?
about
Hold
you.
On, let me see Maybe. If the hookers are emailing
know,
right now. Oh, yeah, they are. All the hookers in Maine are listening. Hey, guys, good morning.
What do they say?
They said, they is saying? That a lighthouse in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
That's
Here's
awesome.
Your free lobster.
Jokesters.
They're pretty good.
Okay.
They're pretty funny.
Let's move on. How about this story is also kind of crazy. Drivers disguising their license plates to avoid paying tolls is happening in
Some of the best ones I've seen, they're putting like vanity the like fake plates that you could buy like at a Spencer's or something like that. And they're putting them on their cars and tooling around. Like, that's funny.
Bring more attention to it, why don't you? But this is against the law, like really illegal. And not just a couple of bad apples making the story headlines either. Police posted a warning that more than 150 drivers have been cited for intentionally concealing their license plates. And people are mad because they say, you know, they're going to have to pay more because of it.
It's not fair because then the tolls are just going to increase for the rest of us that are following the rules.
You're just making it harder for people because now they need more enforcement on those tollways.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, they're right. And being cited for toll invasion, right?
I don't like
so
it.
So this requires a mandatory court appearance. Yeah. You're going to have to be in front of a judge if you do this and explain yourself. Yep. I went to Spencer's and picked up some plates. Yep.
Get
Your
them in
Honor.
Front of a judge there. This is not good for the rest of us.
It's not. It's not a good look. And hopefully people are listening to this. Please don't put fake plates on your car.
You can do the thing, too, where there's like stickers that you can put over various numbers and letters on your plates.
Yes.
That look like license plate numbers so you can change it.
Yeah.
And then supposedly there's covers that you can put on, too, that refract the light so the cameras can't take a picture of your plate. Or they do the blackout covers on there so they can't read the plate.
Well,
there's so many ways around it.
The grease smudging, like taking mud and putting it on your... They're saying there's so many things that people are doing right now. And that's a thing, like, I don't know how people are so, like, they've got all this courage. I get freaked out when I even touch that white line.
Same.
I'm like, please don't
send me
please don't send me a ticket. I swear I didn't mean to do it. So it's like funny that people are going
just
the
to
exact
save like $3 or
opposite
whatever it is.
Route. Yeah. And then, hey, how about this wrapping it up? We talked about this earlier, how Georgetown Lake did not see the temperatures that it needed to freeze over completely. Usually that starts in November. And folks who, you know, are familiar with Georgetown Lake are like, yeah, it didn't happen at all. And it abnormally warm season has shut down all activities for the year for both the Arcticana and the Rocky Mountain chapter of the Audi Club of North America. So no ice driving on Georgetown Lake at all this year. Aww. They've put the kibosh on everything.
Just start different events then.
What do you mean?
Let's go swimming.
No, it's too cold.
Come on up and practice your scuba diving.
Out here
practice your scuba diving.
Georgetown
Lake. Why not?
It's too cold for the scuba diving.
Nah, you put on the scuba gear.
It's too cold.
Scuba gears.
It's too cold.
Katie, people scuba dive in the Arctic.
Do they?
Get Scuba Steve out there.
There you go.
Scuba Steve.
Put your flippies on.
It's been a minute scuba since Steve. I've heard from Scuba Steve.
You guys, let's go to Georgetown. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. Go get in that ice cold water, guys, in the Georgetown.
It is kind of sad that they're not doing anything, because even if you don't participate, driving by Georgetown
Lake.
That's
a moneymaker for the city, too.
Seeing people out on that lake is so much fun just to be a part of. So the fact that they're not doing it this year, I mean,
bummer town.
It is kind of bummer.
Thanks, Earth.
I know.
Ugh,
yeah,
you're
thanks
the
a
worst
lot.
This year, Earth.
Gosh.
Ugh.